Well, believe it or not, some of the best ways to make bicycle riders more visible to drivers and hopefully safer are also the simplest. That's according to new research highlighted by Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Bachman, who joins us now. Rachel, one of the reasons that we're talking about bike safety is that there's been an explosion in bike ridership, especially in cities over the past decade, right?
A lot of that is led by bike share programs, which have just exploded. There's more than 50 programs nationwide now, mostly centered in cities where people can rent a bike just for the day or for the hour.
So your piece sort of centered around the different research that's being done to try and keep bicyclists in cities more safe. One of them involves the motion of the pedaling. What was that all about?
Yes, this is a sort of a joint venture between Trek Bicycle and Clemson University. And what they found was essentially the importance of highlighting what they call biomotion of cyclists to make cyclists more identifiable as cyclists to those around them. Because, you know, if you're a driver and you're looking at a city landscape, there's a lot of clutter, right? There's road signs, there's other cars, there's pedestrians and so on. But what they found was really effective to making cyclists apparent as cyclists is highlighting the cycling motion. So things like neon, shoes or socks, something that highlights the pedaling motion, which people recognize instinctively as human. Also, lights on the backs of ankles. They sort of rigged these up. These do exist, but Trek actually does not make them, on the backs of cyclists' ankles. And they found that people spotted those really far away because they recognize that pedaling motion.
Now, what about the role of bright or fluorescent clothing? That was kind of a mixed bag in the research, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Bright or fluorescent clothing.
Yes, that's a good question. Number one, I think people overestimate how visible they are in fluorescent clothing at night, so it's not very effective at night. But during the daytime, It can be helpful to wear, for instance, a fluorescent jacket, but much more helpful is, again, to wear fluorescent colors on your legs to make them more visible. You know, fluorescent leggings or some kind of markings, or sometimes there's these little bands you can attach to your ankles to just highlight the pedaling motion. That's really the key.
Now, what about, you did mention a little bit about lights and about the lights on the back of the ankles. What about lights sort of on the front and the back of your bike if you're riding at night?
Yes, at nighttime, it's very important. Most states actually have a law that you have to have at least one light, if not two, usually a white spotlight on the front and a red taillight on the back, oftentimes blinking. That really draws attention. And in some places, in fact, in a couple of bike shares in New York and London, they're testing out something called laser light, which actually mounts to the front of the bike, and it projects a laser image of a bicycle about 20 feet in front of the bike. And the purpose of this is to warn crossing traffic and pedestrians and so on that a cyclist is coming. And they find that this makes bikes much more visible in the dark.
In general, actually, the odds that you're going to be in an accident on your bike are actually going down, though, aren't they?
Yes, that's what the data suggests, especially from big cities. And one of the theories is that, you know, one, the bike infrastructure is improving, and two, there is somewhat of a strength in numbers.
All right. Thanks very much, Rachel. Some good info as always. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Bachman.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.